Help me to listen to you, God, so that I may love. Whatever words come out of my mouth today, whatever I do with my hands and feet and heart, remind me that your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. So help me to see you in all that is around me. Help me to see you in the loving moments, in the inspired sharing of life and love. And help me to see you in the difficult ones and the disarming and uncomfortable interactions too. Show me your ways. Show me your thoughts. And help me to listen to you so that I may live. Help me to show up as me, to be who you called me to be, not anyone else's version of me. And let all the worries of the who and the what and the how be left to you, so I can be unburdened in pointing to your love and grace and mercy today. Draw my loved ones close and fill us all with the amazement that we get to love one another right here, right now. And I pray this kind of love for my colleagues as well, and for their burdens to be lifted so that they know they are not alone in this work, in this isolating and lonely work. We are given to each other through you. It is the greatest gift. God, the church is not mine to save or fix or even keep alive. Thank you for that. So send your Holy Spirit to jostle me loose into the lives of others around doing ministry with me, and free up my heart to love. Amen. Oh, dear pastor, dear deacon, dear chaplain, don't be afraid. God is with you.